Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Then what is next? Oh Muslims, what are you waiting for after witnessing what happened in Gaza? Isn't it time for you to move and respond to the command of your Lord by establishing the Khilafah Rashida? Just a few days ago, the anniversary of the destruction of the Islamic State after 103 years. In the month of Rajab al-Muharram, coincided with the anniversary of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj in the same month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِّنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى الَّذِي بَارَكْنَا حَوْلَهُ لِنُرِيَهُ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Exalted is he who took his servant by night from al-Masjid al-Haram to al-Masjid al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed to show him of our signs. Indeed, he is the hearing, the seeing. Al-Isra 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has linked between Masjid al-Haram and Masjid al-Aqsa in an ideological connection, eternalized in His Quran until the Day of Judgment. Yet it moans and calls out day and night for its liberation from the occupation of the Jewish entity in front of the eyes and ears of the Ruwaybila incompetent rulers of the palaces, but there is no responder. And this anniversary passes in the rivers of blood flowing from the sons of Muslims in Gaza, and the tyranny and brutality of the monstrous Jewish entity have extended to humans, rocks, and trees with the support of American and European colonialism and the betrayal of the Arab rulers and Muslim countries. There is no righteous man in the armies of Muslims leading the Muslim armies and supporting Islam and Muslims by eliminating the occupying Jewish entity in Palestine and returning it completely to the lands of Islam. For more than a century, the Islamic Ummah has been experiencing its worst period in history. The destruction of the Khilafah, Caliphate, was the result of malicious efforts, decades of plotting, and conspiracies from Western colonial powers in their struggle against the Islamic civilization up to our present day. The demolition of the Khilafah was not the result of a political adventure practiced by Western colonial powers, but rather the result of efforts, plotting, and conspiracies from those powers. It was natural for these Kafir colonial powers to preserve their achievement by striving to prevent the return of the Khilafah, which they had destroyed. The reality that the Ummah is experiencing today, especially after the Gaza war, indicates that the Islamic Ummah is now increasingly looking towards the Khilafah, Islamic unity, and the implementation of Sharia in all aspects of life. The awareness and adherence of the Ummah to Islam today are greater than ever before, and the Ummah is now fully prepared to make sacrifices one after another for the sake of its deen. This is driven by the entrenched concept of the Aqidah doctrine within it and its sensory realization that there is no salvation for it in its current state except through returning to Islam by establishing its state. Here, it is necessary to clarify the following facts. 1. That we are Muslims created by Allah Almighty, and Islam has shown us how to build a strong state, outlining its lofty goals that befit human dignity, which can only be achieved by a state that implements the commands of the Lord of the worlds. 2. Indeed, Islam is the religion that Allah has chosen for humanity, so it is not permissible to accept any other ideologies or man-made systems. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And whoever desires other than Islam as a religion, never will it be accepted from him, and he in the hereafter will be among the losers. Ali Imran 85. 3. The Khilafah is the great duty by which the three major obligations are achieved, establishing the deen, unifying the Muslims, and spreading Islam throughout the world. The Ummah cannot fulfill Islam and spread it except when they gather under one man who establishes the deen. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ خَلَعَ يَدًا مِنْ طَاعَةٍ لَقِيَ اللَّهَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا حُجَّةَ لَهُ وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَيْسَ فِي عُنُقِهِ بَيْعَةٌ مَاتَ مِيتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً. One who withdraws his hand from obedience to the Amir will find no argument in his defense when he stands before Allah on the Day of Resurrection, and one who dies without having sworn allegiance will die the death of one belonging to the days of ignorance. 4. The Western colonial Kafir states are enemies of Islam and its people. The relationship with them must be one of war. They should not be taken as friends or allies. They should not be allowed to have a presence or military bases in the country. These states, led by America and Britain, spare no effort in killing Muslims, plundering their wealth, and sowing division among them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ سَبِيلًا. And never will Allah give the disbelievers over the believers a way to overcome them. An-Nisa 141. 5. The rulers of the Arab countries and Muslim lands are agents of the colonial kafir and its followers. They are enemies of the ummah and its deen, and they are the spearhead of the kafir in Muslim lands. They spare no effort in fighting Islam, spreading corruption and immorality, keeping the ummah hostage to the enemies of Islam, and neglecting their support for the people of Gaza, which is evident. 6. International organizations and all their classifications, such as the United Nations, Security Council, the International Court of Justice, UNRWA, and others, as well as regional institutions such as the Arab League, the Gulf Cooperation Council, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, are tools of Western colonial states to maintain their dominance and implement their plans to combat Islam and keep the Islamic Ummah torn apart and deprived of its resources. 7. The liberation of the Ummah from colonialism can only be achieved by the real forces of the Ummah moving to overthrow the tyrannical rulers and uproot the influence of colonialism from its roots. It requires the convergence of the Ummah forces so that the Ummah's armies align with Islam and join the ranks of the Ummah, declaring their absolvence from these treacherous agent rulers and hastening to overthrow them and free the Ummah from their evils. The Gaza war has undoubtedly proven that the Islamic Ummah is an Ummah of jihad and martyrdom through the steadfastness of its people and its heroic mujahideen, who shook the entity of the cowardly Jewish usurpers despite their small numbers, limited resources, and the conspiracy of the rulers. Therefore, we affirm to the Muslims and those who have strength among them that the price of sacrifice they will make for the establishment of the Khilafah is much less than what they are currently paying due to the loss of their Khilafah. O Muslims, people of strength and determination in Jordan, the issue of working for the return of the Khilafah is a vital issue of the Ummah, for which one must be ready to take life and death decisions. Sincere and serious effort, along with the workers who work day and night, is required to bring about its return as a great force that preserves the country, its people, and their wealth. The practical work towards its establishment necessitates that people of strength and determination reclaim the authority of the Muslims and eliminate anyone standing in their way, whether they be rulers, corrupt inner circles, or harmful scholars, and behind them the forces of Western colonialism. We see its realization as close by the permission of Allah. It is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the glad tidings of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire Ummah looks forward to the day when their state is restored to rescue the people of Palestine, Gaza, Al-Aqsa, and all oppressed Muslims in the world. وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ. In that day, the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah. Surah Ar-Rum 4:5. Hizb al-Tahrir, Wilaya, Jordan.